Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What have you seen this morning?
After talking with several of my deputies that worked overnight and again this morning, it's good and bad. So, for example, 62 east and west is in pretty good shape. If you go Highway 5 north, it's pretty good until midway, and then it gets bad. Highway 5 south is spotty. 201 is not good. Some of the side roads that are solid ice is Buford and Jordan Road down south. County Road 69 that comes off of Highway 5 south. It's not in good shape. I can tell you it's deceiving because it started sleeting. Of course, late yesterday, people could drive on it on the sleet, but it is frozen overnight. I know I pulled out of my driveway and just started sliding on that solid sheet of ice. So it's very, very dangerous if you get off the roads. Most all of your side streets and even your small cities, you know, like Gasville and Cotter and Lakeview, are just solid ice. So, and we got another round, sounds like it's going to come in around noon today. So, if you can avoid getting out, give the highway department and the county road crews a chance to try to get some treatment down on this. It's bad.
Now, when they put treatment down and the temperatures are as low as they are this morning, like 18 degrees, which is what we've got right now in the Twin Lakes area, does that affect the treatments?
Well, it's my understanding. I'm not an expert on that, but it's my understanding it does affect the treatment. But it's down, so if the weather warms up, and I don't think it's going to get that warm today. So it's again, it's very deceiving because if you get on like 62, it looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you turn off on any side road in most parking lots, it's just solid ice.
Absolutely. And it's that hard packed ice because of the sleet and then the rain and the snow all mixing together. It's just really, really tough ice.
It is. And so again, it's dangerous. And of course, I'm really proud of all the law enforcement, first responders, and I could go down the list. But it's dangerous because not only of their driving and having to respond to calls and accidents, outworking an accident. I know we had a log truck that overturned on 5 North yesterday, and it's just very dangerous for those people trying to work that accident, people sliding into them, and we want everybody to, of course, stay safe. So, again, I just encourage, I know it sounds like a broken record, but if you can stay home, stay home.